pledged to marry to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and laying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests."
Amen.
Amen.
I'll invite you to bow on your knees so we can pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in this morning very thankful because your love is great. And this morning, as we celebrate your birth and as we remember that precious gift sent down to earth to save us and to rescue us, please help us to open our hearts so we can enjoy this time and think about that sacrifice that you did for us once. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the blessing of coming together to worship you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is a day of celebration, a time to worship Christ, the newborn King, a moment to cherish the glory of Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us. This is an hour to recall and rejoice in the wonder and mystery of the incarnation story, when God sent himself in the form of a baby, the Messiah, to become one of us, that we might become one with him. This is the hope of Christmas.
Israel, the chosen people of God, were a people walking in darkness, living in a land of deep darkness. For generations, they toiled under the oppressive rule of Egypt, living in bondage and torture, longing to experience release from their captivity, yearning for a Savior who would come and deliver them from their pain and sorrow.
Their sustaining hope was found in a profound conviction that a Messiah would eventually come to save them, that this Savior would one day deliver them from their long days of darkness to a place of perpetual light. It was this hope, this promise, which carried them forward when they were weary with the daily tasks of life.
And it is this same hope which sustains us in the journey of faith and life, that this Messiah, this Deliverer, comes to us when we need him most. Children, don't grow weary, for the time is drawing nigh.
In due time, God sent a prophet who issued a clarion call that the time was indeed near. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed.
This prophet, this forerunner of the Messiah, was a man named John. his father, Zechariah, had faithfully served the Lord as a priest. John was to be blessed with the spirit and power of Elijah, gifts that would prepare the hearts of people, young and old, for the coming Messiah. This was the promise of Christmas. God's plan for sending a Savior was far different than anyone could have imagined. He chose a young woman by the name of Mary to give birth to this one he was sending to rescue and redeem his children.
The angel Gabriel greeted Mary. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You are to bear a child, a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
Mary was overwhelmed at the news. In amazement and wonder, she exclaimed, "But how could this be?" The angel responded, "The power of the Most High will overshadow you, and the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
In humble response, Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." This is the wonder of Christmas.
Thank you.
Mary and Joseph, to whom she was to be married, had gone to Bethlehem for a census of the entire Roman world. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there had been no room for them in the inn.
Messiah, the Savior of the world, had been born in the remote village of Bethlehem with no one other than Mary and Joseph to witness this miraculous event. But God's plan included a means of making the fulfilled promise public.
There were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks out in the fields nearby that night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger."
And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to all men."
This is the majesty of Christmas. when the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds, still basking in the glow of the amazing encounter with God's redemption story, said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, and which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger.
They spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary, the chosen servant of God, the mother of the newborn Christ child, treasured up all these things as she pondered them in her heart.
This is the mystery of Christmas.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has shined.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, During the reign of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem in search of the young child. "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
After determining where the prophets had foretold that Jesus would be born, Herod sent the magi to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and make a careful search for the child. Then report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
They went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to the place where the child was. They bowed down and worshiped him as they offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Guided by a shining star in the east, these magi had found the bright and morning star, the eternal light of heaven.
"Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. This is the brilliance of Christmas." Perfect light, Jesus, Son of the living God, came to deliver not only Israel from her long dark night, but also to guide us on our journey of faith.
The sun will no longer be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light to all people.
Jesus has come, the Word now flesh, who made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the glory of Christmas.
One of three kids, I want you to come up here. Come up here. And I'd like to have the two narrators stand. And the people said,
Amen.
Amen. As you leave, please hand in your connect cards at the door. There'll be a couple people back there. I'd like to invite the whole choir to just follow me right out there in the foyer, so when you leave, you can greet them all and tell them the wonderful, wonderful musical they did. I think it was just precious, really precious. Again, 4 o'clock, excuse me, this afternoon. Please come and join us again, and you'll be blessed, double blessed today then. Let us pray. Father, I just want to thank you so much for this, your people. Not only for the formers, but Father, I pray that you'll bless us all that have taken part as we listen and our hearts sung out loud praises to you for this great gift that you've given us, Jesus Christ, your Son. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask for continued blessings now. In Jesus' name, amen.